Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. PRI smeared by radical Soros-funded organization. Because we promote pro-life initiatives in Europe, we are accused of subverting democracy. A left-wing George Soros media organization in the United Kingdom, called Open Democracy, has just released a hit piece falsely accusing PRI of subverting democracy in Europe. This is nothing more than an attempt to smear the good work that the Population Research Institute and other Christian, pro-life, and pro-family organizations in the United States do on the continent. Open Democracy's report alleges that PRI, along with other Christian and pro-life organizations, is funneling so-called dark money into Europe because we do not disclose the names of our donors. Altogether, Christian and pro-life organizations have sent over $51 million of this dark money to Europe since 2008, they claim. The left-wing group further implies that U.S.-based organizations seeking to promote a pro-life or pro-family message are engaged in subverting democracy. A group of members of the European Parliament, cited in the report, spitefully refers to the work of PRI and other pro-life and Christian organizations in Europe as nefarious outside influences, end quote. Well, this is all nonsense. For over two decades, PRI has sought to defend the rights and dignity inherent to each and every person, from exposing human rights abuses and coercive population control programs, like China's one-child policy, to unveiling the myth of overpopulation and defending the right to life of the unborn. PRI has steadfastly upheld fundamental human rights and the culture of life. PRI's impact and reach has been influential in countries across the globe. Our international outreach and influence have infuriated those on the left, like Open Democracy, who seek to undermine the right to life and traditional family values. Like many Christian and pro-life nonprofits, PRI does not disclose the name of its donors. We have adopted this policy in order to protect the safety, privacy, and anonymity of our donors. We note that the U.S. government has never required 501c3 nonprofit organizations to make public the names of their donors, meaning that it is fully permissible under federal law for a 501c3 to keep its donor lists private. We are very proud of what we have been able to accomplish in Europe and elsewhere, says PRI President Stephen Mosier. We have helped pro-life, pro-family groups defend the right to life and traditional family values. PRI is largely supported by small donations from individuals who wish to support our mission to defend the rights of the voiceless, Mosier adds. Unlike some NGOs, we receive no government funding. The report's allegation that PRI's work in Europe subverts democracy is precisely the opposite of the truth. Instead, PRI fosters democracy through dialogue and advocacy defending the fundamental right to life and traditional family values. Over the years, we have provided technical assistance and training to pro-life and other like-minded organizations in Europe who approach us seeking to make their messaging more effective. It is revealing that one of PRI's critics quoted in the Open Democracy report is none other than Caroline Hickson, regional director for the European branch of the International Planned Parenthood Federation. The scale of this meddling by U.S. extremists is shocking, Hickson was quoted as saying in the report. This is utterly at odds with the European values of democracy and human rights. End quote. Yet, the parent organization for Hickson's own organization, IPPF, spends millions of dollars every year in foreign countries all over the world performing abortions, providing contraception, and advocating for the legalization of abortion. According to IPPF's 2017 financial statements, IPPF provided $51 million in grants to its subsidiaries and partnering organizations across the globe. That is to say, in 1 year alone, IPPF spent more money performing and promoting abortion and contraception than all U.S. Christian and pro-life organizations spent in Europe over the past 10 years combined. Add on top of this the fact that IPPF often promotes loosening restrictions on abortion in countries where the population is generally opposed to abortion on moral grounds. If ever there was meddling at odds with human rights, IPPF's promotion of terminating lives of the unborn is certainly it. Open Democracy's allegations are hypocritical given that a substantial proportion of Open Democracy's own revenue comes from left-wing philanthropic organizations in the United States. Its funders include George Soros's Open Society Foundations, the Ford Foundation, the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, and the Tides Foundation. The U.S.-based Wallace Global Fund was also a significant donor for Open Democracy's 50-50 project, which produced the report. According to Open Democracy's website, U.S.-based organizations gave Open Democracy at least £900,000, $1.1 million, from 2017 through 2018. Of this, Open Democracy received over $340,000 from the Open Society Foundations, George Soros's philanthropic organization, alone. While Open Democracy implies that U.S. Christian and pro-life organizations are nefarious outside influences, Open Democracy itself promotes messaging within the U.K. and abroad, supported substantially through outside influences. And indeed, it is Open Democracy's messaging, not PRI's, that is nefarious. Open Democracy's stance on a variety of issues falls outside the mainstream by far. A simple perusal of Open Democracy's own website reveals that they advocate for extreme positions on the fringe left, including legalized prostitution, abortion on demand, and transgenderism. Open Democracy also regularly attempts to portray pro-family countries like Ukraine in a poor light on account of the fact that the people there are generally opposed to general ideology laws and so-called same-sex marriage. Overall, it would seem Open Democracy is guilty of willingly receiving precisely what it accuses us of providing: foreign money to promote what would be considered nefarious outside influence. While PRI works to empower Europeans who want our help and share our pro-life values, Open Democracy is fundamentally seeking to transform European society in its own radical left-wing image. If that isn't nefarious, what is? This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.